Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
God bless everyone today. God bless you. Thank God that I can be here. Pastor Marquise called me up and said, man, I need you to come through. So I went to the boss, man, at work. Said, look, man, my brother in Christ need me. I got to be there. Usually I work at night, so I'm supposed to be at work right now. But I said, look, I know it's only 5 days in advance, but I need you to, you know, help me out. When I get back Monday, I'll bust out a few more trailers for you, you know? Look out for me. So he came through, and I wanted to make sure that I was here for my brother when he called. Just like, you know, we there for our family and everybody else. We want to make sure we there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. So I want to thank God for him and his leadership. Thank God for all the pastors here, everybody here, y'all, my brothers and sisters. God bless you. And So if you can just open your word, we're going to go to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew. We're going to start at chapter 26, verse 52. And when you're there, just say amen. So that's Matthew chapter 26 at verse 52. That's where we're going to start. Before I say another word, I want to lift up a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. God, I just want to say I love you. I ask that right now that you crucify my flesh. You move me completely out of the way, oh God. And let your word, Father God, fall on good ground in this place in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be fully acceptable in your sight, O God. Let no flesh get the glory today, O God. And Father, I ask right now that you create within me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. I ask for forgiveness of all my sins, God. Wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity, O God. I just pray that you use me, speak to me and through me, O God. And we bind up the hand of the enemy in this place right now, God. We send the devil back to the pit of hell in which he came. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Amen. Always like to rebuke the devourer before I go forth with the word, because we know the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Thank you for that word too, Pastor. Bless you. Thank you. It surely helped me out a lot. So when Pastor Marquise called me up and I had to go in meditation, I had to go in deep prayer. And anybody that preach, you know, it's like 10 hours of work trying to get a sermon together. And it's like, you know, first you think you got a word, then you don't. And then you got to go pray harder and you got to just really, you know, sort through all the flesh, you know. You got to be able to discern what God is saying and what flesh is saying. So I always want to be led by the Spirit before I say anything, before I pray for anybody, before I even give them a word of encouragement. I want to be led by the Lord. I don't want to seek out my own will. I want to seek his will for my life and everybody else's. So I think that's the best advice we can ever give anybody. Thus said the Lord. Anything that the Lord say is always a good word for somebody. So he took me in a different direction with this word. And I know the theme of this conference is rise up. But what caught my attention was the life of a warrior, young adult conference. And God's been dealing with me, and he had me doing a couple videos on Facebook, and he'd been speaking to me about being a warrior. He just dropped things in my spirit for me to minister to other people as well. And what he said was having a sword doesn't make you a warrior. It's about what you do with the sword that makes you a warrior. See, many of y'all don't know me, but I'm going to be honest with you. I like to be transparent. I like to be real. And we got kids in here, so I never go too deep. I got respect for the kids. So I come from the streets, though. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I was Southside Wild Hunters. So I come from all of it. You know, I've been in the gang since I was 9 years old. Been shot at plenty of times, almost killed right around the corner from here, everywhere. So from Chicago all the way up to Seattle, I done been through some crazy stuff. And that's why I'm here serving the Lord, because it was, could nobody change my life. Nobody can get me to stop doing what I was doing. It had to be God. He was the only one that could stop me, because my mind was set. You know, they say it takes a made-up mind to serve the Lord. But my mind was made up in them streets. I said, this is where I belong. This is home for me. This is what I'm doing. So when you, coming from the streets, I always like to speak about situations and things that we're dealing with now, today, what's going on with the youth and all the killing and things like that. I like to speak on those things. You know, in the streets, if you had a pistol, that didn't make you a gangster. If you had a gun, that didn't make you a thug. That didn't make you a killer because you carried a gun. I knew a lot of soft people that carried a gun, but they wouldn't bust a grape. I knew a lot of people like that. And the Lord spoke to me and said, because us Christians walk around and we carry our Bible. Got a Bible in the car. We got one at work. Some of us like to have it for show. Come on, I'm just being honest in this place. It might not be y'all, but it's some Christian out there that just like to keep a Bible, you know, just for show. So just because we carry the word with us, in hand, on hand, that's what I mean when I say carrying it with us, just having it with us, just because we carry it doesn't make us a firm believer in Christ. That don't mean that we're in his word studying like we're supposed to. That doesn't mean that we stand on his word and his promises. No, that doesn't mean that. So God said, explain the difference between the two. And what makes you a warrior, even in battle, the scary people not sitting on the side, you know, just holding a sword. You know, you got to use your sword in battle. You got to be ready to swing that sword when the time comes. So a lot of Christians, we walk around with our Bible and we hold the word and, you know, we wave it around. We do what we need to do with it. But when it comes down to using our sword, a lot of us, we tend to forget. In hard situations, I'm not talking about everyday life. I'm talking about when situations occur and you gotta remember the word of God. You gotta remember that you're not that same person. You gotta remember what his word says. You gotta remember that you've been changed and rearranged. So at times it gets really hard. And as for me as well, I never speak about anybody else without talking about myself. So before this sermon hit anybody, it hits me, trust me. So having a sword isn't about, you know, it doesn't make you a warrior, but being intimate with your weapon, being heavily involved with your weapon is what makes you a warrior. See, us as Christians, we need to get more involved in our word and more intimate with our word and more deep in our word so we can become more of a warrior. Because like Pastor said again, You got to be a warrior, not just for yourself, but for your family and for the community and for your children. You have to, because we are not the world. But we all come from the world. We all was born into sin, no matter if you grew up in the church. No matter if the church is all you know, we was born into sin. But we have been changed and rearranged. We have been born again. So when you have your sword, you must get intimate. You must get deep in your word. And the topic of this sermon is live by the sword, die by the sword. You live by, you die by. And then I'm going to tell you this. It's always two sides to a story. It's always the opposite of something. So you have the word of God, that's your sword. And then the world also has a sword. So you live by one or the other. I'm going to get into this word. If we can go down to verse 52, that's of chapter 26. But Jesus said to him, he was talking to Peter at the time. Sorry, I can't get all into the word like that. I don't have that much time. Put your sword in its place, For all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scripture be fulfilled that it must happen thus? In that hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you. Even in the midst of trouble and hard time, even in the midst of battle, Jesus was constantly training the disciples, saying at this time, I didn't come here for you to, you know, cut this man's ear off, Peter. Don't do that. Let me put this man's ear back together real quick. I didn't come here for that. I've trained you well. You don't live by that sword. You don't live by the ways of the world. Now that we're saved, we don't live by that same old word and that same old saying. We don't live by that. And a lot of young people now, this is a youth conference, a lot of young people nowadays, and they're living it more and more now, live by the gun, die by the gun. So a lot of them is dying by the gun. And until we become more of a warrior and get out on these streets, it's going to continue to happen. So this conference is right on time because we must rise up as warriors to be able to go out into the street and win souls. Because it's much more different. Now, it's harder. It's easy to get in behind this pulpit and preach. It's harder to get out there to people that's going to reject you, to people that's going to turn their back on you, to people that's going to look at you crazy and preach the word to them. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You can live by the sword of the world, or you can live by the sword of the Lord. See, there's two types of swords you can live by, and that's what the Lord was telling me. And if we choose to live by the sword of the world, there is a consequence. But if you choose to live by the sword of the Lord, there's a reward. See, we need to know the difference between the two. There's a reward for dying behind your faith. There's a reward for standing on what you believe in. There's a reward for saying that no matter what you do or say to me, I'm going to continue to bless the name of Christ. I'm going to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. See, it's all about being unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're called to be unashamed of the gospel. We're called to go ye out into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must preach repentance, and we must preach salvation in the name of Jesus. The consequence, and that's what I try to get through to the young people nowadays. I'm a youth pastor. I teach a youth group called the Game Changers. So, and this group of youth, they're really involved in the street life. You know, they all want to be popular. They want to be hipped. You know, they want the Lord, but at the same time, they want the world. And it's a struggle between the two. But it's our place as believers and as leaders not to judge, but to love them and to give them our testimony. Let them know where we came from. Let them know that we know what it's like to be in the world. So we got to understand that the consequence is going to be much harder on these young people for choosing that route. I got a partner right now. He's doing 63 years in the penitentiary. 63. And I'm telling you now, church, I shouldn't be here today. Trust me. I hung out with him. I kicked it with him. But he got 63 years, and I'm sitting here free, blood washed. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be here because the Lord didn't have to do this for me. He didn't have to do it. So I'm grateful, and I'm going to serve him to the day I die, and I'm going to be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're going to have to cut my throat about it. You're going to have to bury my body somewhere, but I'm never going to stop confessing Christ ever.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
And we need to know that when we get into situations, we need to remember our word. When we get into hard times and when we come into a place where we're frustrated, we're angry, we need to remember the word. We need to remember the word of God. We need to remember that because we need to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, and a lot of times, that's what I mess up a lot of times. You know, coming from the street, you got that street mentality and somebody walk up on you talking crazy. And I get to, then I have to remember, oh, Lord, I'm saved. I ain't the same person. I've been rearranged. Hold up. Sometimes you got to smile and I hate a face. Sometimes you got to, they be like, what you smiling for? You got to remember, like, Lord, thank you, Jesus, you know, and get to strolling about your business because you know what it is. And then we want to see that other person saved. You ignorant, but I want to see you saved. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is to see him choose Jesus. And, you know, in hard times, we fail a lot of times. That's why his grace is sufficient. That's why there's plenty of mercy to go around. And we don't take that for granted. We don't take that lightly. But at the same time, when we do fall, we got a chance and opportunity to get back up on our feet. And that's what happened. That's what's happening a lot. And it's a lot of grace even over this city. A lot of grace. A whole lot of grace. And I'm sure it's grace in other cities. But the one I live in right now, it's a lot of grace. This is... A lot of people just don't want to believe. They don't want to get to know Christ. They don't even want to come into the church. So they make excuses about the church being hypocritical. They make excuses and, you know, they let their past haunt them and tell them, you let the enemy get in their ear and speak to them. No, don't come to church. Don't do this. But I'm going to tell you this. I've been saved for going on 7 years now. I've seen a lot of crooked stuff in the church. I've seen a lot of it. But when Jesus saves your life, your ultimate goal is to look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. Your ultimate goal is to keep your eyes on Christ. See, the Lord told me, don't look left and don't look right, because you will get discouraged. But don't put your trust and your faith in man, because they'll fail you every time. You got to put your faith and trust in God. So when I came into the church, I said, okay, Lord, I don't know you. I don't know nothing about you, but all I know is you saved me. It had to be you. I knew it was you, because can't nobody else do it. Couldn't nobody do it. And so we got to understand that the generation now, they're making a lot of excuses not to come to church. And that's why we got to be the light in these dark places, because, I mean, the enemy wants us to stay in church and behind four walls and things like that. But we need to take what we know and take what we do in this church and take it right outside. So, okay, y'all ain't gonna come to church. We're gonna bring church to you. And that's what I do. Right now I'm getting ready to open up a clothing store and a shoe store. That's what I'm doing right now. I have my own clothing line called Kingdom Wear. And my thing is, I wanna reach the youth in such a deep place. I wanna be able to minister to them. That even if something happened to them, I know that I offer Christ to them. I know that I offer salvation to them as well. And right, and nowadays, you have to have a tool for the young people. Because if you don't have nothing for them, they don't want to talk to you. Oh, they're doing the same old thing in the church. So what we do, when God saves people like me, he make me spice things up a little bit, you know. And as long as my pastor give me the go to do it, I'm going to do it, you know. So I do shoe raffles and things like, they love sneakers. They love fashion. They like to look good, you know. So I said, okay. Because they wouldn't talk to me before. They wouldn't say a word to me. It don't matter. All that street credibility and all that stuff get thrown out the window once you get saved. Now you're just another crazy saved person to the young people. So I said, okay, I got something for y'all. Y'all want to give me my respect like I ain't come from the game. Okay. So I got into shoes. The Lord blessed me. And now I'm drawing them back plus a whole lot more. So now that they got to reach out to me. Oh, you got the shoes. You the connect. You got what I need. But this is just a tool. I really got what you need right here in his word. I really got something for you. You think it's the shoes, but it's not. I'm here to minister to you in such a way that you can understand how much grace and mercy is over your life. So we need to prepare some tools for the young people. We want them to come. We need to have stuff that they like, you know, and we got to take what we know and take what we do inside the church and go out into the world. I want to touch the word one more time. When Jesus told Peter to put the sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. And we got to understand that if we're not fully living by God's word, then we're going to perish by what it is that we're really living for. Because all our time, most of our time, majority of our time need to be in God's word. We need to be in a private place and we need to be praying and we need to be seeking his face. We need to be fasting. Let me correct myself. I don't do enough of that. which I need to, and I'm going to. I repent from that, and I'm going to keep moving forth. But one thing I don't want to reap is the consequence of living by that other sword. I know what's on the other side. Jail and hell. I know what's over there. And I ain't going. I tell the devil every day, I ain't going back. You can pull on my coattail all you want. I'm not coming. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep blessing the Lord. I'm going to keep serving the Lord. I'm going to keep serving your people. I'm going to keep loving on your people. I'm going to keep lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm going to keep loving on you. I'm going to keep on praying. Don't matter how hard it gets. No matter what the times look like. I don't care about none of this. He created the heaven and the earth. I don't care about what's going on out here. I'm going to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. And we got to keep on magnifying his name together. We got to keep coming together as the body of Christ. Pastor Marquise, keep throwing conferences. Whatever you throw, I'm coming. I'll be there. Next time, I'm going to bring the game changers with me. All them youth, young adults, I'm going to bring them right over here. Because we need not to let up on these young people. Because when we let up on them, the devil is right there waiting to snatch them. He's right there. And I got four kids. I got three daughters and I got one son. And he be after them like crazy. You know, the devil, he said, if I can't have you, I'm going to get somebody close to you. But it's not going to happen. I plead the blood. I know the blood of Jesus. Look, the blood of Jesus. I look at the devil and say, the blood of Jesus will save me. You think the blood of Jesus ain't going to save my kids? You think he ain't going to save the community? The blood of Jesus is what saves. Without the shedding of his blood, there wouldn't be no remission of sin. I'm free. I'm saved, sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. It don't matter. So we got to remember to live by the sword of the Lord. We got to tell these young people about the sword of the Lord and the sword of the world. Because that's what they live in. They live in by the sword of the world. All that worldly terms and all those worldly things. And you know, the world keep on making stuff. They keep on putting up more liquor stores. And they keep on putting up more clubs and stuff like that. They keep giving the people something to run to, you know. Oh, keep creating new drinks. You know, every time I look up, it's a new drink. Maybe just naming anything, too. Slap any type of name on it. And then young people just drinking it. They don't care what it is. They drink cough medicine, syrup, all type of stuff. Like, you know? So we got to make sure as a church that we doing something that's going to draw these young people. It got to be, yeah, let's keep the church holy. Let's keep it right, you know? But we got to do something that's going to draw these young people. Because if we don't, we're basically handing them over to the enemy. Handing them over. And I'm like, I'm just not going to go for it. I'm going to do everything that I can do. So I thank God for this opportunity to minister. I thank God for you guys praying with me and standing with me. I thank God for you, Pastor Marquise, and your parents and everybody else here. I really thank God for you. I took off work. I love it. I don't want to work anyway. I hate work. I'm going to be honest with y'all for a second. I don't like to work. I've been praying. Ever since I started work, I've been wanting to quit. Like, Lord, you know I don't want to be here. No, really, I had to really wrestle with the Lord. Like, I had to, you know, back in the day when they used to wrestle with God. I had to wrestle with the Lord. Like, okay, God, look, you're going to, I need to start a business or something, but I ain't going to work. When I got married and stuff, God's like, no, you got to handle responsibility. I said, no, Lord, look, you know, I know business. I know how to make some stuff work. I know how to provide. I'm a hustler, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Just put something legal in my way. I could flip it. You know what I'm saying? I could make it work for us, God, you know? But he said, no. I'm going to put you right here in this warehouse with a bunch of carnal people, too. And you're going to minister to them. You're going to love on them. You're going to show them the unconditional love of Jesus. You're going to do everything that I instructed you to do. And God know my heart. I love the Lord so much. I put on my application. They said, how long will you be here? I said, until the Lord tell me to leave. And God bless y'all. I'm going.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.